Hello, I'm Dad, or rather, someone's dad. Thank you for asking me to come over and read to you. May I come in? Thanks. I've brought a book that was one of my son's favorites when he was little. It's called Ship of Dreams and relates Joey's adventures with, well, let's just say, someone who comes to see you every night. The story literally takes you out of this world and brings you back again, safe and sound. So, are you ready? Make yourself comfortable. First, the book credits. Ship of Dreams, written and beautifully illustrated by Dean Morrissey, Harry N. Abrams Incorporated Publishers, in association with Mill Pond Press, copyright 1994. The dedication reads, "For Kate and Ian, the stars above us." You can find the large selection of Henry N. Abrams children's books, including the Wimpy Kids series and many others, at abramsbooks.com. That's abramsbooks.com, all as one word. Just click the word kids in the left-hand column, and that will take you to their extensive list of wonderful children's books. Now the story. Here we go. Joey's friend, Henry, claimed that he had seen the Sandman the night before. Henry sometimes made up stories. Joey was wide awake when he climbed into bed that night. He had made up his mind to stay awake and try to catch a glimpse of the Sandman.
"What does he look like? How big is he?"
Joey had asked Henry.
"Does he fly? Did you see him sprinkle the sleeping sand? Were you scared?"
Joey had 100 questions.
"Well," Henry had replied, "it was sort of dark, so I couldn't see very well, but I'll tell you this, he was there, and then he was gone, in the blink of an eye."
Joey lay in bed, waiting and watching and listening. After a while, he began to grow sleepy. To keep from falling asleep, Joey tried to picture the Sandman in his mind.
"I'll bet he wears a robe and slippers and has a long white beard. I wonder how he carries all that sleeping sand around. If I was the Sandman, I'd take the Red Rocket."
The Red Rocket was Joey's wagon. He'd been riding in it all afternoon, around the backyard, up the driveway, and through the garden they'd gone, with adventure at every turn. Joey wondered how he could make his wagon fly, and what he would need to bring along.
"I'd use a balloon to lift it up into the sky, and a sail to catch the wind. I'd load the sleeping sand on board, and what else? Oh, supplies, food and stuff. Let's see, a map, and a box of animal crackers, some string, and a chocolate bar, grapes, and an apple, a compass, an extra chocolate bar, and my baseball cap, an orange, my blanket, and a pillow, a chocolate bar."
Joey's eyes began to close. A sudden bouncing and banging startled the boy awake. He sat up to find himself sitting in the Red Rocket and hurtling through the night sky. Past the town clock tower, over the rooftops and chimneys he flew. Metal wheels rattled, and a cloth sail flapped in the wind. Joey gripped the sides of the wagon in fright.
"Hey, wait, stop!"
Higher and higher, the little wagon climbed away from the village rooftops and into the dark night.
"Maybe I'm just dreaming,"
Joey hoped out loud as he hung on for dear life. But soon the wagon slowed, and his fear gave way to wonder. He looked around to find himself drifting through a heavenly field of golden stars. A crescent moon came into view. A shooting star streaked by in the distance.
"Where am I?"
asked Joey as he relaxed his grip and looked around in amazement. Just then, bam! The wagon ran right into another crescent moon and tipped over. Joey lost his balance and tumbled out into the sky. Rolling and tumbling, he went spinning and falling. Down and down and down he fell. All seemed lost when, suddenly out of nowhere, something snatched him from his terrifying plunge and held him fast. Joey's heart was pounding. He looked around frantically.
"Ropes!" he gasped. "I'm in a net!"
A very large net, in fact, and it was floating in mid-air. Joey peered out through the ropes. All about him, stars and moons twinkled and bobbed in the night sky. Up close, the stars were very big, bigger than Joey. A few of them had numbers on them, but most had names and fancy designs.
"Where am I?"
Joey wondered as he searched the sky for an answer.
"What am I doing here?"
Just then, a voice boomed out of the darkness. "Who's there?" Joey spun around. He looked out where the voice had come from. There, sailing straight toward him, was a strange ship. It was very big. Sails billowed out, and a great balloon rose from the center. Joey could see an old man pacing back and forth at the rail as the ship drifted closer. He was grumbling to himself, gesturing with his hands. Right up over the net the ship sailed. Suddenly it stopped.
"I say, who's there?"
the man bellowed down. Joey tried to speak, but nothing came out.
"Very well," said the man. "We'll soon see."
Joey felt a sudden yank as the old man began pulling the net toward the ship.
"Help!"
he yelled.
Hand over hand, the man hauled in the net.
Over the rail came Joey. Ropes, bells, and all, he tumbled onto the deck. Frantically, he tried to untangle himself. The old man leaned over.
"Shooting stars," he snapped. "This net is for catching shooting stars, not little boys who drop out of the sky in the middle of the night."
The old man stared down at Joey. Joey looked back and tried to speak.
"I..."
"You know, it's lucky I spotted you," the old man interrupted. "You could have been..."
He adjusted his glasses.
"Joey... I should have guessed it was you when I saw that red wagon tumbling through the sky."
He reached down and freed the boy from the net.
"Who is this man?"
Joey wondered.
"How does he know me?"
"I want to go home."
His eyes darted about. The ship was old and worn looking.
It creaked and groaned as it swayed back and forth in the sky.
Joey turned and looked into the open hatchway on the deck. He could see that the ship's hold was filled with sparkling golden sand.
"Sand?"
he thought.
"Sand? Wait a minute. The beard, the robe.
Joey turned and looked up at the old fellow.
You're the Sandman.
The man was silent for a moment, then, bowing slightly, he said,
"The one and only."
"I was waiting to see you when all of this happened,"
Joey exclaimed.
"Wow, it really is you, just like I imagined. Wait till I tell Henry."
"I can see you've got a head full of questions, Joey, but right now we've got to make up for lost time," said the Sandman.
He walked to the ship's big wooden wheel and called out,
"All right now, hang on!"
He clapped his hands together and gold dust swirled up from the hatch. Joey could feel the ship begin to move as it set out on a sea of stars. Soon the sky began to grow light.
"What I do, Joey, is to fly just behind the sunset and follow it right around the world," the Sandman explained. "That way I drift into each town at bedtime to get the children off to sleep. Luckily, I'd finished my rounds when you dropped in, or my schedule would have been a mess, he said. Now I've got one more thing to do, and then we'll see about getting you home.
Joey tried to take in what the Sandman had been saying. Do you mean you sprinkle sleeping sand on every child in the world?
Every child, every night, no exceptions, came the reply.
Joey had so many questions he hardly knew where to begin. But one question came first.
Do you know what happened to the Red Rocket when I fell? I guess it's gone for good.
Not to worry, Joey. I caught it in one of my nets. I'll see that you get it back. It's amazing the things I've caught in those shooting star nets over the years. I've made a sort of hobby collecting the stuff. Back home in my windmill, I've got a big trunk that's chock full of the most extraordinary things. Everything from a polka dot walrus to a one-handed pocket watch. You name it, I've got it. Now then, he said, looking out over the bow of the ship, if my charts are right, we should be coming to the spot.
The ship slowed to a stop. Reaching over the side, the old man hoisted up a large golden star that had been hanging from the rail. Across it was the name Kate. Holding the star out over the side of the ship, the Sandman asked,
Does that look straight, Joey?
Yes, I think so.
The Sandman closed his eyes and began to speak.
Through stardust and comets, and wind and bad weather, may this star that I hang in the sky stay forever.
He pulled his hands away. The star floated in place.
Wow, said Joey. How did you do that?
Well, let's just say it takes a lot of practice, said the Sandman.
But why do you put stars in the sky? Aren't there enough already?
Every time a child is born, I make a new star and hang it in the sky above the town where they were born. Kate was born down there. This is her star. Now, off we go. No time to waste if we're going to get you home by morning.
Where will you go after you take me home? Joey asked.
Across the sea and back to my windmill, the Sandman replied. I need a few winks of sleep myself. Work starts at sunrise.
But I thought the Sandman only worked at night.
That's what a lot of people think. People imagine that I just drift about all night, sprinkling a bit of sand here and there. Let me tell you, it's hard work, said the Sandman. Just for instance, where do you think the sleeping sand comes from?
Well, I never thought, Joey started.
I'll tell you where, the Sandman continued. Every morning, I sail into the sky and harvest the shooting stars that I've caught in my nets, along with any stray little boys that I happen to find, of course. Then I take the stars back to my windmill and grind them into fine sleeping sand. That's where it comes from.
What about the new stars? How do you make those? Asked Joey.
The Sandman was delighted that Joey was so interested in his work. He didn't often get a chance to talk to anyone about it.
Some of the sand I load onto the ship for sleeping, and some I use to make new stars. I melt the sand in the furnace and pour it into a mold. When it cools, a new star is born. And when a new child is born, I engrave their name on it and hang it in the sky.
Joey looked out at the night sky, twinkling with stars and moons as they sailed along.
There are so many stars up here. How do you keep track of them all?
With telescopes, charts, and star maps that I keep in the dome of my windmill, the Sandman answered. I have maps here on board as well, and a logbook too. I write down the names and positions of all the stars on the maps and in the book.
But some of the stars have numbers, said Joey.
Those are my navigating stars. At night, they help me find my way around up here. Sort of like street signs and house numbers, if you know what I mean.
Joey nodded.
Aha! Announced the Sandman. off the starboard bow, star number 6. That means we're right above your town, Joey. We'll have you home in no time at all."
Joey wasn't quite sure he wanted to go home yet. He was having a fine time, and he didn't want it to end. He looked down over the side of the ship. He could just make out the rooftops of his town far below as the dawn began to break. Turning back to the Sandman, he asked, "Is there a star up here for me?" The old man knelt on one knee beside Joey and pointed into the sky.
"Right out there."
The boy searched the sky.
"Hey, there it is, right there," he hollered. "It has my name on it and everything."
Then he paused. "How long will it stay up there?" The Sandman spoke softly.
"Through stardust and comets and wind and bad weather. A star that I place in the sky stays forever."
The ship settled like a giant beanbag onto the roof of Joey's house in the early light of dawn.
"Here we are, my boy, safe and sound and right on time."
Joey looked around the ship, trying to take it all in so he wouldn't forget this night. Then he looked at the Sandman.
"Will I ever see you again?"
he asked.
"I'll be by to see you tonight, as always."
"Well, okay," said Joey. "Goodbye for now, and thanks for everything."
Joey paused.
Just one more question. How come I'm not sleepy from being on a ship full of sleeping sand?"
The Sandman placed his hand on the boy's shoulder.
"Just open your eyes, and everything will become clear."
Joey's eyes slowly opened. He sat up to find himself at home in his bed. Morning light streamed in through the bedroom window. He rubbed his eyes.
"I guess I must have been dreaming," he thought.
"I guess there's nothing to tell Henry."
But it all seemed so real.
Just then, a ray of sun flashed into the corner of the room, lighting up his toy box.
"I knew it!"
cried Joey. There, on his toy chest, sat the Red Rocket. It was fully rigged with a sail, a balloon, and everything, just like the night before, just like it was when he'd sailed with the Sandman.
"He said he'd bring it back. Henry just won't believe this. He won't believe a word of it."
Joey paused for a moment. A smile came over his face.
"Maybe I won't tell him."
Thanks for inviting me over. I had fun. I hope you did too. Until next time, you can find Dad Reads on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Pandora, Google Podcasts, and a growing number of podcast providers. Episodes are also available at our website, bloomerpress.com. That's bloomerpress.com. bloomerpress.com. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe by hitting the subscribe button on your podcast directory's platform, and tell a friend to tune in to the Dad Reads podcast. If you have a book you'd like me to read, just send a little message to info@bloomerpress.com. Thanks again for listening. Thank you.